Hello, and welcome to our latest Project Zion podcast live event. Say what? I'm your host for tonight, Blake Smith, and I am really excited because this event is the kickoff for the newest Project Zion podcast series, Say What? If you've been a PZP listener for very long, and for those of you who haven't, PZP, Project Zion Podcast, you know that we have a lot of different series, 21 to be exact, and the thing is that we don't have anything like this, a series hosted by teenagers, so I'm really pumped about this. I was down in Pensacola, Florida in June and had a chance to see these young ladies in action with some older individuals in their mixed generation Sunday school class, and they were holding their own. So I'm just really excited to see what they'll do with this podcast as we go forward. We got lots to talk about, and we want to also be able to get your thoughts and questions and ideas. So let's get to it. The hosts of Say What are two young women who, as I said, come from Pensacola, Florida. I've had the pleasure of knowing them for most of their lives. They attend the North Pensacola Congregation of Community of Christ in Pensacola, Florida, and they are Marianne Bennett Ripsam and Cassie Ripsam. Welcome, Marianne and Cassie.
Hey.
Hi.
Now, they tell me that they're nervous, but we know that our Project Zion podcast listeners don't bite, so this is all going to be wonderful, and hopefully, as we go along, this is their first time, I think, on a podcast, right, ladies?
I had one experience, but it was like entirely scripted, so.
Well, not to worry. Let's start by giving our listeners a chance. Well, I say our listeners, they're going to be your listeners to get to know you better. So how about telling us a little bit about yourselves? Either one of you, whoever wants to start.
So I'm Marianne. I'm 16 years old. I am really into engineering, like technical engineering, building, that kind of thing. And I'm also really into NASA and horses, honestly. Last year, actually, for my birthday, we went to the Space and Rocket Center over in Huntsville, and that was an amazing experience for me. So
how many horses are there that have been in space with NASA?
I don't think there have been.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. I mean, you said you like NASA and horses. I thought maybe you'd seen them together.
No, they are not related. I just got into horses. I don't know how I got into horses. I just, like,
she just did.
Horses are good. How about you, Cassie?
Hi, I'm Cassie. I am 15 years old. I absolutely love, well, any kind of art, really. I like to draw. I like singing and acting. And so all of the different kinds of arts that I have gotten into are scattered all over my bedroom and the living room walls.
Excellent. Now, hearing you talk about yourselves and tell us about the things that you like, I couldn't help but notice when I got your bios to put on our team site that both of your bios say you love being homeschooled. So I'm wondering, did your mom help you write that part of your bio? Really like homeschooling?
We actually do. We travel often. So mommy loves to work in history or science lessons. And
she also loves things like grammar and English lessons as well, which she is very good at.
Excellent.
And we've been homeschooled since preschool. And we were, of course, given a choice when we got older to get into public school, but we've been in choir and co-ops, and we prefer our homeschooling environment and our different social opportunities.
One of the things we went to when we were traveling, we went up in the St. Louis Arch. And that was quite an experience, the ride up there. Like, you have this elevator thing that is meant to move so that it can go up the arch without tipping. But it rocks. It rocks. Literally, it rocks.
I've always wondered about that. You know, as many times as I've been through St. Louis, I have never gone up in the arch, and I wondered how that elevator worked if you tipped over on your side on the way up. So, well, thanks for letting us know a little bit about yourself. How about the series? Say what? I know that I have had an opportunity to talk with you guys and to brainstorm some things, but what are some of the things, some of the topics that our listeners might expect to hear on your new series, Say What?
Our hope is to ask whatever questions our peers, the other youth, might have about the church, the traditions, and the, for example, World Conference, and whatever traditions might be confusing to a youth, either on the inside or the outside. Frankly, we hear all of these things, but we don't exactly know what they might mean. So our hope is to ask those questions. And we're also wanting to empower youth voices in the church to hear them ask their questions and for them to maybe even teach adults.
And even more than just youth need this info. Like, for example, some congregations cover their communion. They have no idea why. They've just been doing it their whole lives. So they do it because everybody else does it.
Our questions are, what does this mean?
Why do we do it? Like, we want to learn more.
Yeah.
Well, there's nobody than the younger folks to ask us, why do we do that? As long as you're prepared to hear, like you just said, Marianne, that's because we've always done it that way, or because everybody does it that way, right? So that's awesome that you guys are going to have an opportunity to kind of push back a little bit and ask those tough questions of why we do things in particular ways. So you talked a little bit about World Conference. What are some of the other topics you think that the young people of the church, and also I would probably include the adults, might have questions about but maybe are afraid to ask?
Personally, I was thinking about some of the verses in the Bible. We don't know why people say this means what it means. Or for example, Daddy was talking about earlier the armor of God, the spirit, whatever. And some people can misconstrue that to be offensive instead of defensive. So questions like that about the Bible, studying deeper about that kind of thing.
And in relation to World Conference, for the youth, I want them to know what kinds of options they have. And if they want to be a delegate, what that would mean to be a delegate, and for the adults as well. What exactly does that mean? And what am I expected to do as a delegate, both youth and adults? And how do I know to get up there, to the podium and speak? I don't know how to do that if I were to be a delegate. And if I don't get up there and speak, because maybe I'm scared to get up there and speak, how do I get my ideas up there? How does this all work?
Okay, so how the resolutions are submitted and what happens when they come to the floor and how do you speak to them and all of those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And I think we've also talked about, you mentioned being a delegate, but also youth service corps. What does it mean? How do you be a part of that? What are the kinds of options of things that you might do? And we've also talked about, I think you guys are interested in also hosting some of the authors of the resolutions, people who submitted resolutions, and hearing their perspective outside of conference to hear why those matters are important to them and what is some of the background and that kind of thing, right?
Right.
That's great. And I think it is, we talk about that being important for our youth to hear because we know that there are questions and a lot of times, really, not only our youth, but again, our adults are afraid to ask those questions because they might think, oh, somebody thinks I should know that answer already, so I don't want to ask the question. So I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of adult listeners who are going, oh, I've been wanting to ask that question since I was a kid, and I just didn't have a chance to ask. Well, how about guests? Who are some of the guests that you really like to have on your podcast?
Other youth workers, like maybe people who work with youth or people who, you know, are youth.
I was thinking it would be great to have someone who was in Youth Service Corps or a youth delegate. And I was also thinking Molly Wilkins would be a great idea for youth area.
She's also one of the Harmony leaders.
She's president of Harmony now.
Yeah. And so we could get someone like Larry to answer questions about the church, and someone like Dave Nehe or Moana Fauna to answer questions about conference.
How about the president prophet designate of the church, Stacey Graham?
Yes.
That'd be pretty interesting. That would be great.
Like Bunda Chibwa. I can't pronounce it. Sorry.
That's all right. Bunda Chibwe. Yeah, Bunda, who has been called to join the first presidency. Yes. Lots of interesting folks in the World Church Leadership Council that you might have a real good time interviewing and asking them questions from your perspective rather than just all the questions that adults might want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So what excites you most about hosting this new series? I know when I first asked you guys if you would be interested in considering hosting a podcast, you both seem pretty excited. What's the most exciting thing for you as you think about this?
I honestly, it just feels to me, like another chance to ask more of our questions. And that is exciting to me. You know, I have a lot of questions.
We all do, Cassie. We all do.
Like, for me, it's also some of the opportunity that it has ministry-wise would be amazing. And also, it kind of sounds like a lot of fun.
It can be. It absolutely can be. What do you think is most important for young people to have a voice in the church today? Or why do you think it is important for that?
You know, by giving a youth a voice, you are giving them more chances to both learn and to teach. And that, I feel, is extremely important in a church setting. It's really important in any setting, but especially in a church setting, because they're going to have those questions that not only give them the opportunity to learn, but also make adults stop and think, huh, I never thought about that. Or maybe I did think about that, but I never asked that question.
And then personally, the fact that, yeah, they give fresh ideas. You see these memes about the weird questions kids ask, but like they honestly are thinking deeply about this question and it means a lot to them. It may seem silly to you, but it means a lot to them. It just to brush them off, it hurts them.
So what do you hope to accomplish through this podcast? You've talked a little bit when you were talking about guests, you mentioned adults. Earlier, you were talking about having some youth on to have their say. What is it that you hope you can accomplish? I mean, teaching is one of those, and good luck to that. I've been trying to teach adults for years, so maybe you have more success than I have. I'm just kidding. But that's a great goal. What else do you hope to accomplish?
Just like knowing that youth are doing a lot in their area. I have a couple friends, Tucker and Soleil, and they did a lot in their congregation. They organized events that originally they had really small numbers, and then they started organizing youth events, and their numbers just grew and grew and grew until they were a pretty sizable church. So just getting that out there that youth and other people are doing something about this, that it's not all just, oh, my congregation is so small and I don't know what in the world to do about it and stuff like that.
I'm hoping to expand not only the horizons of the people who are guests, but also mine as well, as I ask the questions and hear the answers, because I might be asking a question that not only my friends want to hear the answer to, but I honestly do not know the answers to my questions. I am hoping to learn as well.
Great. I started in ministry 30 years ago as a youth minister. And one of the things that drove me crazy was when people said to me, well, we're just so excited that you're working with the youth because they're the future of the church. That drives me crazy because I believe that the youth are part of the present of the church and have so much to offer us. And I think that we think, well, because they're not adults, they don't know what the challenges are. I'm wondering, what do you guys think are some of the biggest challenges facing the church as we look to reach and engage younger generations? There's no doubt that a lot of our churches are older folks.
That's true. And it's a hard question. it's might be a question of a comfort zone, what a person is used to, and they might just be afraid of what youth might try and intrude onto that comfort zone. Like, for example, my usual example is music. People are used to hearing the same hymns. They're used to hearing the organ play instead of something different. And they're afraid of not just that, but other things that might come with that.
It'll be like a really big learning curve, and habits die hard.
So do you think the church needs to communicate in different ways? Like, for instance, tonight we were talking about, before we began, talking about the fact that we were going to try to take questions from Instagram. Where is it that youth make their biggest connections that the church ought to be present in?
Snapchat, YouTube, places like that.
Do you think with your peers that there's a lot of social media engagement?
Yes, mostly yes.
And what about worship? Now, you guys are not only part of a traditional congregation, but you also are engaged with the CCM ministry, correct?
Right, yes.
So what are some of the experiences that you experience between those two that think, oh, this is a way that I really connect?
You see, those two are very different.
They are. And,
it's not only the different music, but the different methods of preaching that are extremely different.
Some of the songs and stuff like that are in CCM, you can often find on the radio, like places like K-Love or on iHeartRadio. But I think the biggest thing that is different are the relationships. Because looking forward to new people, you don't often find that you expect new people at your congregation. But when you go to things like CCM and camps like reunion or youth camp, that you look forward to meeting new people, depending on who you are, of course. You look forward to meeting new people. And so you're in that zone of making new friends. And when I mentioned the preaching, the people that CCM has preached, I used the right word earlier, is radical. Radical preachers, and they intrude on the comfort zone so easily. So it's very inspiring. And the comfort zone that I'm finding, even in CCM and in our congregation, is how hard it is to really define contemporary, because it's usually within a 10-year span of when something was made.
Correct. Contemporary can just mean new, right? Current.
And that's what we're trying to get people to understand, is this song you're saying is contemporary is over 30 years old.
Some of that is probably the music that somebody is requesting, but sometimes, yeah, it's very difficult.
It's all right to play a few older songs, but that's not all I want to hear.
All right. Now there's a good opinion for you. So worship style is different. Marianne, you mentioned the relationships and you did mention camp. I know that both of you have been to Spectacular. which is a unique opportunity for young people to meet new folks, to be in a situation where there are lots of young people from the denomination who share values and beliefs. And so kind of what I hear you saying but not saying is one of perhaps the biggest challenges facing the church is how to help young people make those meaningful connections within sacred community in the church. Because we don't have many of those opportunities, and a lot of our congregations are places where there might be a handful of youth at most, or one or two, or that kind of thing. And so how do we make those relationships possible? And one of the ways that I see Say What working is bringing people together over commonalities. So for me, that's one of the exciting ways. I hope that that will be something that comes out of the time together that you guys have with this new podcast. Well, you guys have been doing a great job of answering some questions. I want to turn the tables now for a minute. I'll be the guest and you guys be the host, because that's going to be your role. And what are some questions that you might have?
I want to start with a really fun question. What was your weirdest experience during recording one of the episodes of the Project Zion podcast?
Well, there's, I don't know about the weirdest. I would say the most embarrassing for me. So right after I started with Project Zion, which was in January of 2023, and I stepped in to be the project manager, but turned out that I needed to be a host, and I enjoy that. But on this particular occasion, I had set up a meeting with retired Apostle Linda Booth. And Apostle Booth records some episodes called Coffee Connect, where she shares stories. She has, you know, many, many years in ministry and has just a ton of stories from across her time in ministry. And she records those, and we use those in our Coffee Connect series. So one of my first assignments was to set up a time to get on a Zoom meeting with Linda and get that set up so that she could record. Now, it wasn't really an interview per se, because she was just telling her story. So all I needed to do was log in, allow her to log in, and then let her record, and then kind of wait in case there was an issue, and also be ready to shut things down when she was done. So she began to tell her stories, and I got distracted, and my phone rang, and I picked up the phone, and I'm having a conversation with someone on the phone, and all of a sudden I hear, Blake, you're not muted. I'm trying to tell my stories, and I'm hearing your conversation. I was so embarrassed. She had to tell that story over. I muted myself, hung up the phone, and put it away so that I wouldn't be tempted in case there was a problem. So that is definitely my most embarrassing moment so far as a host.
Okay, let's go to the opposite end of that spectrum. How about what is your best or favorite experience during recording?
That's a really hard question. Recently, I have been doing a number of episodes and interviews for the series called Chai Can't Even. And Chai Can't Even is a series in Project Zion that is interviews with young adults or recently aged out of young adults who have been a part of the church for their whole life and have chosen to stay. We have a lot of missing generations in the church. The number of people in that, say, 20 to 40 or 50 range are limited. And so I have had some incredible opportunities to just sit down and listen to the stories of folks who are still involved in the church, who are engaged in ministry in ways that are very exciting. I think it, for me, and we just talked about relationships, it has given just being able to be a host and be involved in Project Zion podcast has given me the opportunity to build some relationships with people I wouldn't otherwise have had the opportunity to do and just learn some great things.
So you said that you started at Project Zion in 2023. So what was your vision for what you were going to do with the Project Zion podcast when you first started?
Well, like I said, when I first started in, my goal and vision was to simply make sure that we had everything ready to go when it was supposed to post. We post 3 podcasts a week, every week, for Project Zion Podcast. So that's a lot of, you know, it's 160 episodes a year that we post, and we have a team of people. And so it was just my goal to keep things running smoothly. Project Zion Podcast had a really good reputation and had been running already for a number of years by that time, and I just didn't want to let any of the plates fall. I had a lot of plates spinning. Very quickly, I think probably behind all of that was this desire to really evaluate what we were doing with Project Zion and find out what areas we were not covering. What were the areas of important issues or topics or things people wanted to know about, and how could we grow? So that my goal now is to always be considering what's the growing edge, how can we be relevant, how can we connect. The other piece is that Project Zion, of course, originally started with its primary focus of providing information to Latter-day seekers who were coming to, or at least exploring, Community of Christ. And that is still a significant piece of what we do, but the content has been so relevant for church members that our listenership has grown to include current members. And so we're looking at the need for a different type of content. Like, say what?
So what exactly is your initial intent with Project Zion, and how can we align Say What with that?
So again, I think reaching new audiences and providing meaningful, relevant content. So Say What is one of 2 new things that we're hoping to do. This is the first of those 2. I felt that we had a huge hole. We have a series called Steamers and Sodas. Our description is that, you know, we look back at camps. We have recaps of camps that have happened and ministries that are happening for and with youth. But there never was an opportunity to get a real consistent youth voice. And that was what one of the holes that I thought existed. And so this is filling what I believe to be a very important need as I talk with youth and young adults around the church about wanting to engage in some very meaningful conversations. And I think, Cassie, like you said earlier, you have a lot of questions. You want to ask those questions. I believe that a lot of people have those same questions. And so your willingness to come on, and Marianne, your willingness to come on and be in some ways vulnerable to ask those questions, to get them out on the table, will really be helpful across the board.
Have you ever had a guest who gave a very unexpected answer?
I have not so far, although our episodes are not scripted, they are spontaneous. The questions are pretty scripted, and I have not had, I don't know about the other hosts, but I so far have not had anything where I went, I don't know what to do with that answer. So knock on wood, I hope that doesn't happen. Although, you know what, I really like that our guests have the opportunity to share. I mean, that's why we're doing it. We don't want it to be so scripted that it's just canned answers. I really want to know what people are feeling and experiencing. Well, let's take a look. Hey, you guys might have some additional questions, but I'm looking to see if we have any questions that have come in. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Marianne and Cassie, this would be the time to do that.
I have a few questions for the audience.
Perfect. All right. Be ready. Cassie, let them have it.
I did mention that my intent was to ask the questions of anyone, really, all the people. So what are some of the questions that you would be wanting me to ask.
So I've got one. It says Clara wants to know when the girls have felt the Holy Spirit unexpectedly. No easy questions here.
No, apparently not, Clara. So I went once to a youth camp and was not expecting to go down to, this would be the first time actually that I can think of, go down to campfire and to feel a great rush of Holy Spirit there.
Yeah, I have, again, this is youth camp. I think kayaking on the lake in Bluff Springs, it's the camp we all go to. Kayaking is on that lake, it's just so peaceful. You go out there, and especially the first day, like, the lake is so still. Like, the only ripples you see are, when you get further out, are the ones of your kayak and water bugs that just skate on the water. And you can hear everything. Like, you can hear, you definitely can hear the people screaming and jumping and laughing, but you can hear your own heartbeat and the rustle of the leaves, and it's just beautiful. I think that's probably, like, you don't expect to just go out on a boat and just feel that, I call it a tug on the back of the brainstem. It's beautiful.
Excellent. Great question, Clara. Any other questions from our listeners?
For the listeners, who do you want to see as a guest in our new podcast series?
Clara?
I was thinking about Matthew Mitchell.
Is there a reason specifically that you want them to be interviewed? Mm-hmm. You don't know? That's fine. Very good. They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
And you have a really good ministry, yeah.
We have another comment in the chat saying youth church members from other countries.
That would be really fun, yeah.
That'd be a great idea. If we could get that arranged, that'd be great.
Like who?
Oh, I didn't have anybody specifically in mind. I just think it would be really interesting to get perspectives from some of the other countries, just kind of what their experiences are and, you know, what kind of issues or things are top of mind for them.
Yeah.
Great. Allison, you've got your hand up. If you can unmute and let us know what your question or person is.
Hi, I would love to hear from some youth people who have been youth delegates. I want to know if they've talked up front.
Yeah, that would be a really good idea.
Yeah.
We have a friend in mind. We could probably get to do that.
Great. Thanks for that question, Allison. The comment about guests, that's great. How about closing thoughts? What would you like to leave? You have anything that you'd like to share with the listeners before we close out?
We're just really excited to get started asking the questions and giving some answers. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So you're ready to be the interviewer, not the interviewee, huh?
Yeah.
Well, first I want to thank Cassie and Marianne, first of all, for saying yes to being hosts for this new series. And I know that it's a little nerve-wracking to do that for the first time, and especially to do it live. It's one thing when you can just do it and know that everything can be cut out and nobody's heard it until it's all completely edited. And they were willing to come on tonight as a live event and give you a chance to meet them. So thank you, Cassie and Marianne, for your yes and for being with me tonight and giving our listeners a chance to get to know you.
It was our pleasure.
And also special thanks to all of our listeners at Project Zion Podcast and those who joined us tonight, either via Zoom or on Facebook Live. We appreciate the questions and the thoughts and comments. We also invite you to send in your questions and comments. You can send those to projectzionpodcast@gmail.com, and we will forward those on to Marianne and Cassie or to any of our series hosts, depending on what your comments and questions are. We always invite you to do that. Certainly invite you to like us on Facebook and share the information with other people. I know that I went to a couple of reunions this last summer and was surprised at how few people had even heard of Project Zion Podcast. So help us spread the word, especially now with this new exciting series coming up, Say What? And actually, we didn't mention it, but the plan will be for Marianne and Cassie to have two episodes a month. We're going to be starting those off with some World Church Leadership Council interviews, and we're also going to be hitting the road pretty heavy with World Conference preparation episodes. So we hope that you'll join us for those. You can find all information about us at ProjectZionPodcast.org for all of our series and all of our previous episodes. Thanks for being with us, and we hope that you'll join us again for future episodes of Project Zion Podcast. Until then, have a great rest of your day.